The Ghana Medical Association has held its 13th annual public lecture in Kumasi. The purpose of the lecture is to allow members of the association to be abreast of lessons learned from the Ashanti region pilot of the capitation scheme and the way forward. Our reporter Akosha Frima Frempong has the rest of the story.
In an address, the Minister of Health, Madam Sheri Aite, indicated that Ghana's health financing system is complex, such that it has multiple levels of government and non-government stakeholders, as well as public and private providers. However, supply-side subsidies to public facilities complicate provider payment processes, which are largely not result-oriented. Madam Sheri Aite explained that the public sector has diversified its sources of financing, but more could be done to improve the efficient use of the funds. The minister disclosed that the lack of predictability of when claims would be paid to facilities raised serious apprehensions about financial viability of many hospital systems. It is for this reason that government has since January 2012 been on pilot testing capitation in the Ashanti region as a provider payment mechanism in an attempt to further simplify the claims process. Madam Aite said the capitation provider payment mechanism being used by HIA is just one of the provider payment mechanisms. However, the use of a combination of provider payment mechanisms under the NHIS is driven by the desire to achieve national health policy goals. She maintained that some of the lessons from the Ashanti pilot are already under consideration in preparation for national scale-up. The president of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Kwabena Opoku Edusei, challenged the NHIA to come out clear with the way forward after 21 months of pilot phase in the region. The chief executive of the NHIA, Sylvester Mensah, said a number of the NHIS staff in the same regions have either been dismissed or prosecuted for various forms of malpractices.
Akosua Frima Frempong filed that report.